This is really serious because they're going to be thinking about laying off staff within the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, I think if we don't start selling more suitcases and packing crates, I'm going to be looking at replacing a few staff myself. Michael, can you explain this terrible drop in sales?
As I said, I've only had a short time to study the numbers, and I'm not sure that they're really as bad as you think. It seems to me that we're looking at a few bad months. I'm convinced that business will pick up.
On the contrary, our figures indicate a downward trend. Sales are still falling, and I'm afraid if we don't act fast, we may find ourselves out of work by this time next year. Apart from our jobs, we've signed a contract with the Guangzhou plant. It guarantees that we will buy 500 suitcases and shipping crates per month. Now, if for some reason we fail to buy those crates, we are breaking our contract. And the Guangzhou factory could ask for compensation. They want their money.
Oh, that's just Fiona talking. Ever since she was promoted to supervisor at the Guangzhou plant, she's been difficult to deal with. You know, she's always exaggerating, turning everything into a crisis.
Look, Michael, regardless of what Fiona says, I'm in complete agreement with Tom's view. Our sales figures must increase, and quickly.
Yes. However, we must also consider the general economy of Hong Kong. You can't just force people to buy your products. One solution might be to renegotiate our contract with the factory in Guangzhou. They might agree to changing the contract. Maybe we could take 200 cases per month instead of 500.
Perhaps. But have you thought of what would happen to those factory workers who depend on us? Most of them would be unemployed.
You may be right. However, we must also consider our own situation and the economy as a whole. We must be realistic. Sales figures aren't going to increase overnight.
Oh, yes, they are going to increase overnight, or at least as fast as possible. If necessary, I'll have the entire staff walking Nathan Road selling to tourists. I'm not renegotiating our contract, and that's final.
Ridiculous.
Michael, what customers have you got lined up? Any firm orders for next month?
I think we can leave the issue of customers aside for the moment. The real issues are...
Michael, hello, customers! Who do you have lined up?
Well, I was on the phone to Canadian Airlines just yesterday. They've tentatively agreed to take 60 shipping cases. Those are model 1650. They retail for $650 each, but since they might take so many, I've agreed to $615 each.
From a financial point of view, those 60 crates aren't going to help very much. We'll need closer to 600 crates to make a real difference.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow, Michael. You've agreed to drop the price on our model 1650 from $650 to $615, and the agreement is only tentative?
Well, it's rather difficult to say at present. Some kind of approval is necessary by their purchasing department.
Okay, let's move on. What else have your salespeople come up with?
The KCR is looking for 70 crates. They want the really heavy and strong containers. Of course, we have the industrial strength model 780. I think they're perfect for the KCR. Those containers have 7,000 cubic centimeters of interior space. Large enough, I think. I think I can convince them to take 77 containers if I lower the price.
If I can cut in here. Look, if you reduce prices too much, it won't matter if you sell 70 crates, 77 crates, or 777 crates.
Don't worry too much about that. The discount is small. I've agreed to $717 for each container.
Well, that's reasonable. $717 per crate, we'll still make a pretty good profit.
Is this KCR deal firm, Michael? Or are we looking at another tentative thing here? We can't survive on tentatives. We need complete deals with contracts signed.
The KCR will fax me a contract for approval this afternoon. It looks like a sure thing.
Good. Well, that's something at least. Let's move on to our money situation. Tom, what's our current financial status?
Well, let's have a look at page 12 of the report. Now, as you can see in column 2, right near the bottom, we have a balance of $212,000 in our current account. That should mean that we're financially okay for the next few months. Of course, there still is $22,000 in outstanding checks, so the actual number is just under $200,000. If those Canadian Airlines and KCR deals go through, and if Michael can get us 3 or 4 more good deals, we just might be okay for the next 12 months.
Okay, look, I've got another meeting in a few minutes. Let me just go over this quickly. Michael, you're going to complete those details with both Canadian Airlines and the KCR. Tom, I'd like you to...
Maybe, but try to keep in mind the reality.
As I was saying, Michael, you're going to complete those deals. Tom, I'd like weekly reports from you until this crisis has passed. They don't have to be detailed. Just email me the numbers. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got another meeting.